All right, guys, welcome back to Uncanny. I believe this is a fifth, right, episode?
I don't know.
Well, anyways, some topics I want to get into. I went to this fair in Juarez.
You went to it?
Yeah, and it's actually, I thought it was going to be like...
The one where the big X is?
Yeah, and it's actually way, like, it's like Western Playland on steroids. It's actually is way better than Western Playland. And also, yesterday, I went
to... Did you make it home safely?
Yeah, I did drive. Yeah. Also, I also went to the corn maze too yesterday. And we went to the haunted maze.
Hey, bro, you couldn't tell us? Sam like told me last minute, bro, and I didn't remember.
Really?
Yeah, I know she wanted to. Every time I didn't realize.
I feel like I would have, but I feel like you guys would probably not be down.
I don't really.
But yeah. Andres and Jacob.
So there's a haunted house there?
Yeah.
That's good. Cool. Like, is it better than the last one that we went to? Because the last time we went to the haunted house, they had like wooden pallets.
And yeah,
but it was like very small. Like,
it was similar, but there was good parts. I did get scared, I'll tell you that.
Okay. I just came from Universal Studios Haunted Houses of Horror crap.
Right. And
I saw Texas Chainsaw. Bro, there's literally a room in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre room. I know, I don't know what you want to talk about. Let me just say this real quick. You walk into through the pathways and they're scaring you and stuff, and then there's this area you come through that it's like where he was chopping up the bodies, and there's like flesh everywhere
because it's super realistic, dude. Killed myself.
But the smell, dude.
It smells nasty.
Oh my god, I could not tell you, it was horrible, dude. Me and my friend were like. And imagine, like, and it just makes you think, like, what does rotting flesh smell like? Oh, yeah. Dude, it was like. Oh.
And what was the smell actually?
No, it was horrible. Dog. No, it didn't smell like something dirty. It smelled like someone was castrated, bro. All
right, before we get into it, I know this is a long intro, but hit the intro music.
Welcome to Uncanny.
Anyways, what was I saying?
About the haunted house. No, dude,
but it smelled really bad. Like, but it was so realistic because it's not a smell like, oh, he smells dirty or...
Yeah, it was literally like a death smell.
Yeah, like it was horrifying, yeah, bro. And it was like strong, dude. It was so realistic.
When I was in seventh grade, we like dissected a frog, and that's the smell I'm thinking of.
No, it's worse than that.
But I'm sure that's it is because that's just a frog. Like, but it's 1%. That category, like it's death smell.
Super acidic in the smell.
Yeah, but this one it was more just like jump scare. The one I went to, it was like the one we went to last time.
Which one?
In the last corn maze. When we went last time,
I'm telling you, the small wooden pallet one.
It was the same one. It wasn't that. It was still scary because I'm with Andres and Jacob, and for some reason, when I'm with them, we like getting scared. So in my mind, it tricks me into being scared more. And when we were there.
Okay, say that again.
So it's like almost reverse psychiatry or reverse psychology. Like when I'm with, we like watching scary movies.
Wait, repeat what you just said again because I didn't.
Me and Jacob like Andres like getting scared a lot.
Yeah,
like, so we watch scary movies a lot. We love.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah.
So when I'm with them in a haunting house, even though I've I've been to it before, but this time I was still scared, just because I'm. Because
you're accompanied by other people that are also scared.
Yeah, so it scares me. Like I wasn't even scared in the regular corn maze.
God, you were scared in the regular corn maze.
You do it because we were take shortcuts.
And you guys are dumb, bro. Did you guys get lost and it was already getting dark?
Yeah, it was.
That's the worst feeling.
We went inside when it was dark.
When you go to the corn maze and it's getting dark and you have no idea where you are.
Yeah, there were times like everyone had their lights on. Like everyone, a lot of people were there. We would say Marco and people would say Polo.
Oh yeah, I remember. I used to do that too.
And yeah, there was shortcuts where we go literally in the corn and we couldn't find each other at some point and we were all in the corn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we got scared.
No, at that point, like, when I don't know what to do, I'm like, all right, look at where location, head east, go east.
Yeah, sometimes don't even work in there.
Huh?
The compass?
No, they're but the compass need a phone. It's a compass. It's
a magnetic field.
It's the future. I have a compass on my wrist.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's a good song. Compass on my wrist. Compass on my wrist. Yeah, I tell you where it is. Compass on. Compass. Come on. Okay.
Better than Drake.
God. Again.
So anyway.
I was going to say something. Anyway, you can continue.
We went in the maze and it was like regular scare. I still got scared. Like little parts that you expect to get like little jump scares. And there was this one part.
Wait, were they scaring you in the main maze too?
No. Oh, okay. We were just sissies, bro. That's it. But in the haunted one. It's not even really a maze. It's really just go through because it's not really a maze, the haunted one. But anyway.
Yeah, just go through it. There's no like, I'm lost.
And we got scared. And I was in the back. And there was this point where this guy scared me. For some reason, it scared me so much. In the normal maze. No, in the scary one.
In the scary one.
Yes. Some guy with the mask, he scared us. And Andres and Jacob, like, they're smart. Their first reaction, they just ran straight ahead of him. And I got so scared. I freaking went like that and, like, went in the wall and just covered my face like for a straight 10 seconds. And I was like, God, I'm an idiot. And I just went and ran past him. And there was a point where we thought.
Who was it? What mask was it?
I don't know. It was just a scary one, like a scary
Halloween. I have something.
I think it was like a zombie type. But there was this point where me and Jacob, we thought it was over. Like the haunted me was over. Like their last person or the person that we thought, the last person, Jacob was like, oh, there's someone there. It's obvious. And then he came out. And like, all right, it's over. We're going through a tunnel. And then. You were chased off, bro. It scared the
dude, it's literally like that. When I told you I bro, went there, it's like
it
that, bro.
It sounded so, bro. Yes. I there was just a couple in front of me. I pushed him out of the way to freaking
and
me,
we're in
bro.
El Paso. It probably was real good. Tap your head off.
Ooh, dude, we got so, like, we thought it was over, bro. And then, like, so loud, bro. And it turns out we were halfway through the maze, bro. I wasn't even finished at all. And dude,
yeah, that's nothing like last time. The last time I went, it was okay.
Out of us, bro, that chainsaw, I don't even see the guy who had it. That scared me so much that once I heard it, was like, no. I pushed the couple. We had straight up shoved the couple out
was
of the
it,
way.
Was it, was he wearing the.
I don't know. I didn't even have time to look at him. I just heard the chainsaw and ran, bro. Oh my God.
I actually want
to
go.
Yeah, I would be down to go again. I'd still be scared. Remember the last time we went?
I don't think Danny, I mean, Matthew will go inside there.
No, he can. There was a little kid that went in there.
Nah, they're not drinking in there, you know.
No, because I went.
Hey, have you want some scratch?
Because I went with you guys last time,
yeah,
and I was like
I
13. I don't know, no. But at first show we did see a little kid in there.
No, I know. I know there's not a. If he's, I can't be alone. He has to be with his parents.
Right. I mean, yeah. Right. Yeah, because I remember seeing this little kid there. Like there was like he was.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just like the scary movies, like they allowed little kids.
Yeah.
Before 9 or something.
Unless it's like Chucky. I remember Chucky.
No, everything, bro. Rated it out. X.
Rated.
Hey, mom, what is that?
It's a banana.
What is that? No, it's not very good.
It's a little. So anyway, yeah, that's what. And then I went to. Or did you do anything interesting?
What, the weekend?
Yeah. No, not really.
No, there's nothing.
But yeah, that makes.
But dude, real quick, dude, we're. I like Warzone. I know you don't like Warzone.
Yeah, Warzone.
I hate it enough that I can rage quit within the first 20 seconds. I'll rage quit.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, all right, I'm going to get on again. Like, it's not like, I guess before, like, Fortnite was like that. Like, oh, I play Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, you were like that with Fortnite, I remember.
And then, like, all right, I'll get on. Like, no, it's rare. I only play if Sam wants to play, like, real Fortnite. It's, like, super rare that I play.
Matthew won.
Dude,
Matthew
oh, you won? Just took everything that I was going to get into.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I don't know what I was doing. I had started Warzone, and Matthew lately has been playing with me. Because I told him, you want to play with me? He's like, play with me, Dad, come on.
Warzone? Or Fortnite?
No, anything, because he always wants to play something freaking. I just can't play, bro. I know that those dads like, let's play whatever you want, Scott. No, I'm not like that. Look, you're going to play this, so we're not playing anything. Cause he's like, he was either Fortnite or he wants to play Roblox or
Flat.
Minecraft or Human Fall Flat.
But that one's not even that bad. But
that one's all right. I got tired of it. Well, anyway, I got a Warzone. He's like, all right, I'll play. And dude, so this was like a couple of days ago, and he was already getting used to playing it. I was actually playing with him.
Warzone?
Like, we were playing Warzone Duos, bro, and this fool was riding with me. I died with 4 kills. He died with 4 kills. It was like, he gets out of the gulag. Bro,
oh, that's crazy, bro.
Okay, hold on. So we're playing. I'm playing by myself. And
he's 6,
was,
by the way.
And he was joining.
7.
What?
He's 7, by the way. That's crazy that he's 7.
No, he's 6.
Oh,
he's gonna be 7.
He's gonna be 7.
Damn. That's because he's 6. Great.
So I was playing a solo game and he was waiting for me to finish, so he started his own solo game. I got off and I was like, I'll just wait for him. And then I was helping Sam get some groceries off. Then I'm like, Matthew, come help me. And then he was like, you know that
he's like top 10 or
no, like, you know that feeling when you're playing an online game and come here, Danny, or come here, Isaiah.
Like, no,
and it's
no.
Like, dude, I'm online. I can't pause it. And he was doing that. And I was like, just finish
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you understand. Let's go, bro. I hate when people.
I told him, just finish it, Matthew. Just finish it. And when he, bro, because he was like this, right? He didn't know what to do. Like, should I listen to my dad or should I let risk him beating the hell out of me to not
go,
die?
Oh, man.
He puts a control down. And I'm looking at his screen, bro. And I'm getting so much anxiety because the storm has overcome him. Oh, for some reason, I don't know if they did an update, but now it takes longer for you to get to kill you. Before it to be like 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's cancer. Okay,
no, that, now it's okay, like a little bit longer. And I was like, and it was like 75%, and then I was like 60, 50, and then I was like, Matthew, get out of the store, Matthew. Get out. Then he runs, bro. He's like, and then he's running, bro, and then he's like, dude, I'm not even kidding you. 5%, 3%, 2%, 1%, and he overcomes it, and then he heals, right? He like. And then, like, there's some dude that comes out, and he's like, da, 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 da. And then I'm like, oh, shit, Matthew. And then he's, like, running up a hill, and then someone's shooting at him, and he's, like, running. I'm like, behind you, Matthew. And he turns around, and he can't get him. He goes up a tower, and, oh, he's right there, da, 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 da. And he's like, Matthew, there's one left, Matthew. There's one left. And then he jumps down a ladder, and then he goes up. He's going up into a building through the stairs.
Right.
And, boom, the guy comes out, and he didn't see Matthew. And Matthew just, like, ran in front of him. Da, 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 da.
Oh, my
Warzone God. Victory. I was That's blown insane. Away, dude. I was blown away.
You know what? Johnny can't even win one, bro.
Dude, I can't believe I recorded it on his Xbox,
really?
So I can show it to you.
Sick, bro! Dude. That's crazy.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I think I can bring it up here. Dude.
I remember you took a picture of Matthew when you took a picture of Matthew when he was like a year old or 8 months, and you showed him with a headset. And
oh, wait!
Oh yeah.
You took a picture of Matthew when he was like 8 months old or something. You put a headset on him and you play. I'm better at Halo than all you suckers. I'm better beat all of you. Or
oh yeah.
Come to now, he's just king of Warzone.
Dude, that's let me show crazy. It to you real quick.
Yeah, it's funny. It's so mesmerizing. I can watch him play. Yeah.
Sam, what's the what's Matthew's email?
Matthew has
Matt an email. Silly boy. He has like 5, bro.
Oh, for games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm like saying his email on the fucking.
What's his password? 1, 2, 3.
I don't remember.
Well, actually, that's not even a bad thing to know an email. It's more of the password part.
I do not know his login. Sam, could you text me Matthew's login?
Yeah, don't say it.
I think I remember. Hold on.
The editing.
I just don't know. I never know what
so
it was.
So we can watch the clip or what?
Yeah, I want to show it to you real quick.
I have it on my PC. I have it to it records.
Oh, can I send it to mine and look at my friend's captures?
I don't think so. They have to post it. What's it called? On mine, I have it to where I record it. It records a minute and a half before.
What do you mean?
So if I record, press record. Like, you know how you do record on the Xbox, like a clip? And it records 30 seconds?
Yes.
Mine, I have it to where it records a minute and a half.
Oh, you, that's a long time though, dude.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's go like that. I don't know.
I have mine to, I think, 30 seconds. And I think even that's too long. Like, sometimes I'm, like, playing and then I recorded it. And I'm like, okay, where's the part that I wanted? And it's like, right. Okay, there it is.
Usually when I clip, it's because there's a lot of funny parts. Because every time I play with friends or with Andres and Jacob. And there's always funny
dude,
things that we say.
Why don't you guys get on Warzone, bro?
It's, dude, I'd rather die. And I told you, bro, every time I install it, it installs for no reason after 3 days.
What do you mean
it's and it's 400 gigs to install. Like, I'd rather freaking kill myself. It's a nightmare.
Dude, how do you look for captures, bro? I don't even know.
Which app are you on? That's something you can do on the Xbox
what?
App.
What's the thing that Dwight says? Like, you said something like that. And then he says, what kind of...
What belt are they?
Yes!
Wait, what did I ask you?
Oh,
what
I don't
app
know,
are using? Oh,
yeah.
What belt is she here? What belt are they?
What belt are they?
I know a bunch of girls that can kick a Dwight up. You know a bunch of
kick a Dwight up
that can beat Dwight up. And Jim's like, you know a bunch of 15-year-old girls, and then Jim Dwight's like, what belt are they? Dude, he's an idiot, bro.
Okay, real quick, let me see. Dude, I don't think I can.
But you can press Windows G. Press Windows G on your computer.
Windows G.
Windows G. That brings up the whole menu, and you can put show all captures. But no, I think that's based off of the computer. So no, it's not going to work, actually. Because it only puts what you've saved on that computer.
Oh,
so
for show all captures.
Even if you're on your account, and you recorded something, like you were playing Warzone on your laptop, and you recorded something, it wouldn't show up on your Xbox.
It would all right. Only save I'll show you later. I don't want to waste
yeah,
time
I believe
on
you.
This. Yeah. All right. But yeah, that's what I want to tell you, bro. I was like, dude, he won, and I was just like, dude, Matthew was like, oh my god!
All right, I can't get the groceries. Remember the groceries?
Now I'll go get the groceries. Yeah, but I was just like, dude, that's crazy.
And
man.
Was Sam there too, or she was like outside waiting?
Where were you? Were you standing in the kitchen? She was in the kitchen.
So she knew what was going on. Dude, that's sick, bro.
I think so.
Yeah, but I was hearing Danny like screaming at Matthew. He's right there, Matthew.
Dude, I hate that when parents do, because there will be times where I'm like top 10 in Fortnite or whatever the case may be, or like whatever.
In Fortnite. Oh,
yeah, it's usually Fortnite. And dad calls me, come help with something, or come and eat or something. And I'd rather die, bro. I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that. They don't understand, bro.
They don't. And you know who's worse about that? Sonia, bro. We'll be top five. And Jacob, like, wait, mom, there's 2 seconds left. You can't wait 2 seconds? No. And she slams it and closes the laptop, and I can hear he leaves the party.
Oh, man. Damn. Can I wait 5 minutes? No.
Huh?
Okay, after that game, that's it, Matthew.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
We'll be playing Rocket League, and there'll be like a minute left in Rocket League. But in reality, it's not a minute because it counts the scores. Once you score, it stops the time. And
Yeah. So yeah, that's what they always say. That's what they always say. Like, you said there was 1 minute left. Yeah, but you know, there's been overtime. We had a couple of penalties.
Yeah, but
it's gotten kind of complicated. It's not as simple as.
You can't calculate it. You can't just.
Yeah, you can't just be like, it's. Whatever.
And forget it, man.
Dude, the reason I think you should play Warzone just for this reason, bro. So Ghostface is coming to Warzone.
What the freak?
Like, because right now there was last
Ghostface
year.
Ghostface was in the haunted house too, but it was cancer. She just had the mask. She was just a girl with freaking. And she didn't even have the cloak on.
Oh, yeah, that's gay. Yeah. In the. Never mind.
In Warzone? Wait, what the freak?
So, anyway, in Warzone, Ghostface is coming out. Because last October, last Halloween, I'm sorry for those who are not gamer fans. We're like hardcore gamers here, yeah. So we talk a lot about it. But. Last Halloween, they gave like this Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Jigsaw. I have the Jigsaw one. They have like different scary ones. This year, Ghostface is one of them, bro. And I saw the costume, bro. Like,
oh, that's sick.
Dude. But imagine, bro, you're hiding in a house and you see a freaking Ghostface there.
And he's just using knives only.
No, but even if, like, just like, because you know how you see in the movies, like,
yeah, where
you look at the doorway and you just see, like, freaking Ghostface run through.
I'm like, in Scream 1, where in Drew Barrymore, where she's hiding in bra, and you can see him, like, looking around the house. Like,
yeah, dude, he comes in and he's, like, kind of, like, slouching a little bit, crouching, and then he moves, like, all slithery.
He's super, like, tactical.
Dude.
Bro, I'm looking at it, bro. It's so mesmerizing because Danny has his Scream costume hanging on the door, and it's so freaking. I like
dude, it's because for those of you who don't know, I'm actually obsessed
with men.
With the Ghostface or Scream franchise. I've literally gone as far as like learning
killing
all of
people.
The killing people. I've gone as far as slitting people's throats and gutting them like a fish.
God,
surprise! So yeah, I'm a huge Ghostface fan. Let me see if I can find the.
And I love Ghostface.
Check it out, bro. I'm not gonna play it because it's gonna stop the recording I'm doing.
That's pretty sick. Okay.
Yeah, dude, that's freaking good because he's wearing like a. Like when he moves, it's like,
yeah, you can see like the cloak. If you guys want to look up for yourself, just search up Ghostface.
Yeah, Warzone on Ghostface. Yeah. For Ghostface, it's from Scream.
I remember.
Oh, dude, I thought that was Ghostface talking, bro.
I remember back when.
Dude, I thought you were going to start
Maureen
going off.
Prescott. Oh, my
God. Maureen Prescott. Oh, the air turned off.
There was even like, times where. Because mom used to have this robe. God, I freaking hit my elbow. Damn. Mom used to have this robe, and you used to wear it a lot. It was when she lived back in Cielo Vista.
The blue one?
No, it was like a black and white striped. But it was weird. It was like this robe, and we would play Matrix a lot when I was with the girls. But sometimes I would put it on and play Ghostface, and I would play Ghostface with them, and I would kill them.
I remember one time to play, I chased everyone with a knife.
God, bro, you used to scare us when we were little, bro. I freaking hated immunizing.
You don't remember? I literally got a knife. And this was all games, guys. This was supervised by me. I was 12 at the time.
Yeah.
But I literally would. I knew what I was doing, but I was being very careful, too. But I shouldn't have been fucking around. Like, I don't know if I could have killed one of you guys.
Traumatized
us. Yeah, dude, I was like chasing you guys with a knife. Like, you guys were like, Daddy. And I would like pretend to miss. And you guys were like,
dodge it.
I don't know how scared you guys really were.
No, we were, dude. You would tear, dude. We could have been traumatized if we were with the wrong parents. Bro.
Why, dude?
Dude, that was scary, bro. Because I remember there was one time we were living near Andres and Jacob, and
like on the street where they live.
Yes, and then I don't know what Dad was doing, but it was me, you, and Isaac at home, and we watched this scary movie called One Missed Call.
Oh,
I don't remember the plot or anything, but it's really scary.
It's where you hear a voicemail, and then it goes.
Yeah, I just remember it was. If I watch it now, I probably won't be as scary.
No, it's creepy, bro.
Back then, it was.
It is creepy, bro. I watched it the other day.
Right after we watched that movie, and you started scaring us right freaking after that movie, bro.
Really? What was
they
doing?
There was this one. You were scaring us, like running down the halls with the lights. Like, you just scared us. Right now, we'd probably laugh if you did that, but.
But I really don't remember.
It was super traumatizing. And then when you stopped. Like, all right, I'll put you guys to sleep. And you put us to sleep. He's like, oh, wait, hold on, guys. I think I heard a noise.
Bro, I'm like, dude. No way. Was I really doing that?
And then once you realized that we were dying, bro, we were freaking crying, bro. You were scared the ball sack out of us. You got us out of bed, and we started playing Small Arms.
Oh, on the 360. Xbox. So you guys can get off of the.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That was the worst, bro.
Dude, I don't remember scaring you guys like that, bro.
There was one time we were scared, but it made us feel better. It was right when Dad and Mom divorced, and we were living with Mom at the time, and we wanted to live with Dad. Uh-huh. And we were living at Grandma's house.
Dude, I need to tell you something about that. Okay, real quick. Continue to what you were saying.
And you just scared us. You had the ghost face mask on, but you didn't have the cloak, so you got like a dress shirt and you put it on. And you literally did what you would ghost face did.
Oh, like, I remember.
Me and Isaac were crying in the room because you missed Dad or whatever, and you made us. You asked when you saw. I was like, "Yo, is that did you see that?"
Yeah, because I ran like this, right? Yeah. I ran like ghost face across.
Yeah, it was sick. Yeah.
And I remember because I was at the bottom of the stairs, and then I'm like,
"Which
I'm
stairs?
The main one.
The main one, right?"
I was there, and I was like, "I'm gonna scare these dudes." So I remember running across. But then I also remember peeking like ghost face like this.
Yeah.
Bro, and you guys were like, were you guys really scared? I thought you guys were BSing. Like, nah.
That part we were feeling better. That time it wasn't as scary, but it was more interesting. Like,
well, because I think at that point you guys weren't as scared anymore because our obsession became
psychotic. Inevitable. Yeah, psychotic.
It became
inevitable.
To touch it all, feel it all, soak it all.
Oh yes, we'll talk about
no, later. But I think we like the movie and the mask and the costume so much that I look at it. Yeah, it creeps me out, but it doesn't terrify me when I was a kid because I'm so obsessed with it.
Yeah,
like so that I think that's why you weren't as scared of it because we knew that we liked it. You knew that I liked it, so you knew that it was me.
Yeah,
it's not like it was out of nowhere. Oh my god, then I would have cried myself. And then you guys well knew that I was obsessed with.
But if you like somehow called Mom's phone and be like,
hello, Sydney.
Surprise, Veronica. Can you put Isaiah on the phone? Isaiah, it's for you. That's for you. My name.
Freaking mad. Dude, so speaking of when Mom and Dad divorced, remember the house we lived in where we had a pool and all that?
Cliff Rose, dude.
Guess what, dude?
What?
Well, you know my job, right?
Right.
I pretty much knock doors.
Right.
So I was like, what should I do, bro? I wanted to try my luck. Like, I want to see, like, what does the universe have in store for me?
Oh, man. I know you're doing.
So I was like, And then I'm like, I'm going to drive up to where we used to live. And then I drove up East Lake, and I'm, like, driving. And I started looking for potential clients in that area.
Right.
And then I moved to our house, and then, like, I drove in. Guess who still lives in that street?
Mr. Mike?
Yes. And guess who else still lives in that street?
Freaking Chubahai?
No. No, he...
Adriana.
No, she... Do you know that actually, he told me... The girl that... Let me get to that first. Smiley. Remember?
Really?
Their family still lives there, dude.
Yo, that's crazy.
Imagine, now they're like, what... Same age as you?
Miley is 1 year older than me. And
so what, dude? That dude's 19, 20 years old, 20, bro.
That's
time we saw him, we're like, hey,
Yeah, I remember he was obsessed with Michael Jackson.
Really?
And it was literally during the era that it was like 2009 when he died.
He would always be dancing like
in the night. One time we went over and he had like the movie of him. He was like really obsessed with
Michael Jackson. Yeah, I don't think I was there for that. Because I wouldn't hang out with them as much as you guys because they were smaller.
And if you did, it's
because... It's because we were all over there,
Those times were gold.
Dude, remember those times?
You and Luis were gold at hide and seek. Wait, you guys would change shirts. Luis, Chubahai.
Oh, Luis, yeah. I'm thinking of some... Yes.
You guys would change shirts sometimes because we
were always in the dark. Oh, we say Chubahai because... when we were living there, my twin sisters were what... A couple years old, maybe.
Three or four, maybe.
And my friend's name was Luis. But for whatever reason, they saw him and they called him Chubahai.
Yeah.
So ever since... and I think it was at Bella, was the one who liked him. And then I was like, oh, Bella, Chubahai. And she was like... She'd get off. But yeah, dude, actually bumped into him at the Ozuna concert, dude.
Really?
Chubahai? Yeah, to Luis. Yeah.
Crazy,
I bumped into him at the Ozuna concert. We were in the bathroom where I'm like, dude... No, actually, I saw him, but I'm not the kind of guy that's going to bother you, bro. Like, I can recognize you from 20 years ago, and I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm not that kind of person.
I'm like that, too.
But, I wasn't doing it to a point where he can tell I was ignoring him, but I was doing it to like,
a point where you probably didn't
know. So I was like, I didn't even know what was going on. And I walked right perfectly. He's like, Danny? I'm like, oh, my, what's up? And, you know, like, We like,
you know, you knew, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like, you better say something, you son of a dude. Bro, I remember we used to play basketball all the time. We play hide and seek, dude. And then remember when we were play hide and seek to freaking throw everyone off, because me and Luis were primarily the oldest ones in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So to throw everyone off, when we would go hide, we would switch t-shirts,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude.
Dude,
yeah,
we would switch t-shirts, and then you guys would be chasing me, like, and then you're like, ah, you got the wrong guy. You guys like, whoa, where is he? And I'd come up, sick, and be, yeah, bro. Dude, those were good times.
And whenever we
had, then our parents had to screw it up.
And there were, every time I found a good hiding spot, I always needed to pee. I don't know if that happens to you. Even until now, if I play hide and seek, if I find a good spot, I'll need to pee for some reason.
Nah, I really don't. I don't think ever.
And then once I,
it's happened a lot where I've had to go take a deuce. You're out there, you're like, God,
help me find you.
Please find me, I can't breathe. But I ain't going down like a girl, bro. You need to find me. I'm not gonna give you a free one. Right. I'd rather crap my pants.
Well, there's times where I'll be doing like prop hunt stuff, like making random noise.
Wait, what did you say?
You know, because in prop hunt in the Call of Duty games, they go,
oh, like, prop hunt.
And so, and you guys, I think you guys would make noises, no? Whenever we took 4 years to find you, just attempt.
Yeah, we would do stupid noises.
Because we took forever, because we were
really just so the world knows, before everyone was doing, oh, yeah, I was doing that when I was 12, okay? So, if I ever copyright. Do it, it's literally genuine.
Yeah, that's crazy, because you also invented Arkham Knight for Isaac, and before the game came out.
Dude, that's crazy too. Yeah. Arkham Knight. Well, I'm sure there was in the comics, but I was not aware of it. It's not like, oh yeah, Arkham Knight. And I was like, oh, Arkham Knight, that sounds cool. Because I like combining Jedi Knight and I did it in Knight. That sense, not in so much the Dark Knight sense.
Oh, more of a Jedi. Oh,
like Arkham Knight. But then Arkham Knight came out, I was like, oh, okay. What, freaking Isaac, so you bastard. Freaking have a goat gamer tag.
No, but I would never use that as a name. That's a weird name. Arkham Knight.
I don't know. It's unique, bro, and it's sick.
It is unique.
Like, yeah, I'm Jedi, but I'm Jedi 6013. The good thing about Xbox, though, is that it just says Jedi.
Yeah.
Like, on my, if your friends list, it just says Jedi. But if you click on it, you can see Jedi, and then small number, what did I say it was?
6013. Yeah, that's cool.
What were we talking about?
you were talking about who still lives there, Miley still lives there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. God, man. We were completely... So I went to where we used to live.
All right.
And there's this family that I saw that they had, like, solar panels on our roof. Or old roof.
Really?
And I'm like, I'll show you some pictures.
I want to go there. I always think of going there again. Like, I need to go. I've gone to all our old houses where we used to live. Oh, my God, bro. Dude, that's so crazy.
I'm showing him a picture of the pool. We don't have video yet on the podcast, but...
Dude, that's incredible, bro. That's way smaller now.
No, it's pretty big. You know, once you're there, you feel.
Dude, that was the best, bro.
But dude, I love that place. So yeah, I was talking to the lady, and I was like, oh, you know, I was pitching to her, whatever it is. I don't want to really talk about what I do.
All right, yeah.
But, and I told her, and you know what? It's funny that I'm talking to you and that you let me in, because I actually used to live here about 12 years ago. She's like, what? It's like, wow. And I was like, yeah, actually that room down there, that was my room. And then,
man, dude, so touching,
dude. And
bro,
literally the tile is all the same. They have, you know, it looks very well taken care of and stuff.
You need to take
even
it,
the cabinets where we would keep the Marushans, dude. Remember those cabinets?
Dude, I freaking,
dude, you, I was sitting right next to it, bro.
You need to take me if they let you in.
I actually have a sit down with her on Monday. I'm gonna go back and try and,
what time?
10:30. But yeah, dude, I was just like, man, this. Dude, I was always sitting at her table, and I was just like, I can't believe it.
Did you tell her that you used to live there?
Yeah, that's actually initial. Actually, I said that wrong. That's why she let me in.
Cause you, cause you told her that initially.
You know, when people answer the door, they're like, oh, what is this name?
Brown.
But I was like, yeah, you know, I was explaining to her what I do and stuff, and I was like, as a matter of fact, it's funny that I'm here, because I was just driving by, and I was like, I'll just see if these people could use some help. But I actually used to live here, you know, 12 years ago. I was like, oh, really? Oh, and boom.
Damn, 12 years, bro. God.
Yeah. Dude, it was a long time ago.
Wait, how long?
12. I was it was between the ages of 14 to 17. 14 to 16.
Yeah, because I know you went there. We first moved there when you were a freshman.
And I had just turned 14.
And I had just became.
Yeah, because our birthdays are a couple of days apart.
Yeah. And yeah. I just turned 4 when I just went into kinder.
Yes, I don't remember whose grade was in what.
But, yeah, who cares? But
yeah, dude, I was 14.
Man,
And then, like, when the whole divorce situation happened, it was what? I was like, I wasn't 17 because I graduated when I was 17.
I know.
And this happened during high school. I think I was 16 when it happened.
I was 7. That's all I know. And I was in
first I was 16 grade. I was 16 and I had just finished my sophomore year.
Dang, that's great. I think that's the worst time to go through.
Dude, I mean, I couldn't find, like, stability with friends and stuff because I had so many friends, dude. I probably know all of El Paso, dude. I was friends with everyone because I didn't stay at one place, and I would get in one program and I got in basketball, but while we're moving, and I got out of basketball, or I didn't even try because I didn't think I was going to last. Right. And then we, the last thing I did was swimming, and that's it. I had tried basketball and then swimming, and then that's it.
Yeah, there was 1 year, second grade. I went to 3 schools just that year.
Dude, yeah, I was like that. I went to Horizon High School. Dude, that was the GOAT. All the students there, we used to talk so much crap about it. Like, Horizon High School. Oh, snap, I think this thing is a little bad. Hold on, let me charge it real quick.
I was going to go get a charger. But yeah, anyways, that school was the best, bro. Freaking Desert Hills. That school was actually really tiny, elementary school. And there was, I don't know if you're hearing me, but there was actually, you remember I had a girl that I had a crush on?
Who?
Her name was Skylin.
Oh, yes.
I saw her on Instagram like a year ago. And yeah, I texted her. I was like, hey, do you remember?
You texted her?
Yeah, just, dude, why not, bro?
What school was she from? I don't remember.
Desert Hills.
Desert Hills. Where was that?
In Horizon. So when you were in Horizon High
School. Okay, but which one was that? The one on the street before you turn on Horizon, or the one that was on Horizon?
It was before you turned to go to Horizon High School, because there was another school called Carol T. Welch.
That one. That was the one that's more far down.
Yeah, Isaac did go to that one, and it only has like third grade and fourth grade.
Oh, really?
Which makes no freaking sense.
That's it. Damn.
But yeah, that's freaking crazy, man.
Wait, I thought you were saying something though.
Was I? Oh, about Skylin. Yeah, I just texted her and seeing if she remembered. Like, no, I don't remember, because the reason why she didn't remember is because when I left Desert Hills, she also left Desert Hills at the same time. But I didn't know. And yeah.
Skylin. Then crazy. You guys hit it off?
Nah, we just texted, that's it.
Yo, Skylin, don't be... You already know what it is, bro.
Nah.
No.
Dude, you and Isaac are... all the experience that I've had with girls, you and Isaac are max cock blockers, bro. Like... If any more, Isaac is definitely more. There's only one situation where you definitely cock blocked me. Just once. It was once.
Dude.
And Isaac, Isaac's a bastard, but maybe he didn't.
But I don't do it. I'm not like that. Like, if I did it, maybe it was like.
And it was more of like a son father type of thing.
Okay, you're going to have to explain.
So it was a park day, and I was talking.
Wait, which church are we talking about here?
There was only one church who had park day. Palabra Viva.
Okay.
Palabra, that's so hard to say for me.
Palabra. I call it CPV.
CPV.
Or okay. Cup of a.
Cup of a.
Or a place where
the... I was with this girl, and we were... Because back then, all the kids, we would climb this tree on the hill.
This tree on the hill.
And all the kids would just climb it.
The one that's before the step down?
You know how it's a whole hill there? There's like a whole mountain, and on the other side of the hill is the playground.
Oh, we're talking about the park.
On Memorial
about
Church. Park.
Yes, Memorial the park. Big hills, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking, we would, all the little kids would climb this tree, but there was this
one time. Oh, I know which
all
one.
All the kids
The one that's
left.
Like at a steep incline, yeah. And the tree's like right there.
Yeah.
And
you can
like start climbing. Yeah,
so there was this one time where all the kids left, and me and this girl, we stayed. And we were just talking, we were freaking 8.
We were talking with our tongues.
No, we weren't kissing or nothing.
But you were talking with your tongues.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know.
I guess you thought we were kissing or something. We were just talking.
I thought you were kissing?
You thought we were doing something, definitely. Because we were like 8 years old. What were we talking about?
But I wouldn't have.
You seen a new Elmo episode?
No,
I don't know what we were talking about. We were definitely not doing anything wrong, though.
Oh.
And you came.
But I definitely can tell you, I don't think. I would never look at you thinking you were doing something wrong.
No, definitely you did. Because, well, then if not, then that's even more of a cock block, bro.
Okay.
Wait, so we were there, and then you came out of nowhere. I don't know, you guys were playing volleyball or something, and you came and you got me from the tree. I was hanging, you got me from a hand, and you freaking took me back to where Dad was, and I was crying on the way back.
Okay. Rewind. That was a lot of emotions for the last 10 seconds. One more time.
So we were talking on the tree.
Okay.
And I guess you saw us from a distance, and you came, and you said, what are you guys doing? Get over here. And you grabbed my hand from the tree, and you got down, and you just walked me all the way in.
Oh, you know what it was, bro? It had nothing to do with her. I was genuinely worried you were going to fall. I swear to God. I swear to God.
That's nah, what, we climb the tree every park day,
But I hated it. I always hated it because I was worried you guys would fall.
Yeah,
because
you were like seven, so I guess.
Yeah, and I was super like overprotective of you guys. Yeah. Yeah, I was an asshole to you guys, maybe. I would like...
No, more, you weren't. More it was so just that Isaac, one time that really maybe, triggered
but,
me.
But I was genuinely worried and it pissed me off, just like when I see Matthew get on a tree.
Yeah, like I, that's why I said gun,
and that's why
father.
I got your hand and took you to dad. Look, he's your deal now, okay? So if he breaks his neck, I wasn't here.
Yeah.
It was because of that. Yeah, not because I wasn't thinking like, oh, this guy's trying to get some.
Yeah, because we were eight or something.
Yeah, I mean, that. Believe me, then I'm not thinking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that's why I said that was more of like a father-son thing. You were just like looking out for whatever the freak was happening.
Yeah, I just didn't want you to fall, and I figured getting your hand. I didn't see you like, I saw you as a kid, bro. I don't see you as like, hey, yo, nigga, what's up, nigga? I have eight. No, bro. For real, hey, real quick, because when I was eight, I was an outcast, and I was like, I had no real friends because our lives were all over the place. I was really alone most of the time because we didn't the times we started going to church you guys were already bigger and I was bigger already, but when I was like 8-9, like how is the environment with kids, bro? Like you guys, you guys all like dude. In school and church, you guys think you're all bad, like even though you're 8, like shut up,
no heck yeah, bro, me
for real,
Barragans ruled palabra vieja, bro,
really?
I swear, bro, we were the goatest. And why? even in elementary, from elementary to middle school, like I was the class clown, made everyone laugh.
In school I was always the class clown.
You were like that too.
Yeah, that's
but in church,
I never had like that, like I don't know how kids talk to each other, so sometimes I hear little kids talking to like, yeah, nigga, shut up, like what the
it's bro. Not even that we're like that, but in our sense we are. I don't like to
like
put
you
it
guys out. Feel like you're the top of the world.
Yeah, we were, bro,
for some reason.
No, we were. Now we feel it for I mean, we
no,
were man.
No I'm saying like you feel like nobody can mess with you, not even the pastor, nobody,
even though
which doesn't make sense, he'll just kick strong. You in the head and you'll
even though there were definitely over. Kids like stronger than us and probably could like
dude I forgot to tell you remember Jose Luis, or not Jose Luis, Luis, Jena's brother.
Yeah.
Okay, well, remember his friend Chris?
Yeah.
Dude, he works at Meraki with me, dude.
What?
And I bumped into him my
this
first
is
day
a
there,
small
dude.
Small world, bro.
Dude, it was my first day. He looks nothing like he used to, bro. That fool looks tallish. Like, he's got a fade, and bro, I
dang.
Could. When he talked to him, I was like, why do I recognize his face, but I don't know who he is? And he started talking to me.
Is
oh,
he like
and how's Isaiah?
Or he's still like a little chunky.
No, I would say like, no, he's not like he's like a little,
just not
like
built.
Four out of 10 chunky. I'm right. Sorry, man. I'm just trying to describe you, bro. But, like it's just a little bit like, but tall, taller, much taller. Well, remember right. How he got so tall? And dude, like fade and everything's like, yeah, bro. Like I've been here for. I was like, whoa.
That's
last
sick.
Time I saw you were 12. Dude, what's going on? Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Like I saw him, and I just thought.
But anyway,
I forgot to tell you.
Only situation that you cock blocked, but Isaac is worse, bro. He did.
Yeah, I can see him doing it on purpose.
Maybe he did do it unintentionally, but there was times. Like, let's put it this way: almost every girl I liked, Isaac dated her first. So even that girl.
Are you serious,
bro? Even that girl on the tree from Palabra Viva, Isaac dated her first, and this, what? Who else? You know, I don't want to say your name. I don't know.
So what, dude? Was everyone going out with everyone, or what?
Is yeah,
that was, see, that's what I'm asking you. It was like, because we were doing that as teens, you know, like when we were 15, 16 years old, you know, I had a girlfriend, everyone had a girlfriend. We all knew who was whose girlfriend.
Yeah.
But we're teens. Like, it's okay. We're teens. We're teenagers.
Yeah,
that's
we're
normal.
Yeah.
You guys are eight, bro. Yeah. Are you guys walking around with two girls on either side of you? Like, what's
no,
up?
No, it was more of like a just a kiddish thing. Like, let's go meet up in this place and hug.
Really?
Yeah, it was more of that. It was more like
you guys
still
did that?
Shy. Yeah, but
let's go meet up in this place and hug.
Yeah, that's what I did with the girl I dated.
From
I was still shy even back then.
Bro,
yeah.
I'm surprised you even were able to get away with it. That place was like the Death Star with security, man. Excuse me, sir. What the hell are you doing here?
No, bro. It was always on Thursdays after church when it's night and everyone's playing tag. And yeah, it was like in the back of the bushes, and it was annoying because Isaac came too.
But Palabra Viva had a back.
There was like bushes in the back. You know, all along
you
the
mean
side
between
of the parking
the
lot. No, in the bar, near the parking lot.
Okay.
Going perpendicular. No, going parallel to the. It's parallel to the mountains. That part.
Okay.
So another.
Like where all the parkings are at an angle.
Yeah. So there's bushes there.
Yeah,
like
there's
around
small
that
bushes
area,
there.
And it's night. So I mean, no one's really watching us. We were just hugging.
Oh, that's where
just,
you guys
like,
would
it was just
meet
to
up.
Meet up and hug.
But hey, did you ever hear of anyone making out? And I need names, bro.
I don't. No, it was not like that.
Bro,
no
people were
out.
So bad at that church, bro. I don't want to say anything else, but.
But yeah.
Yeah, we were crazy, bro. Everyone there was. They all thought that everyone was angels, and I honestly think I was the closest one to an angel there, man. Everyone there was crazy, man.
Yeah. Damn, Sam's looking at you.
I think no. I was the sanest one, bro. You
if
know?
You're looking at her like that, you should see the other guys.
Man, I'm serious. And not even the guys so much, because the guys are all... I feel bad, because I feel like I cock-blocked. I do cock-block my competition, homie.
Yeah, that's
what
different.
You gotta know.
That's
hey,
different.
You
that's,
gotta
yeah,
know.
That's acceptable, bro.
You gotta know, if you're my competition, bro, I'm cock-blocking your ass. and you're not gonna do nothing about it, yeah. bro, because I got my game. You know what
and
I'm saying?
Sometimes I won't try to do that. Even if I think the girl's unattractive, it's just in my mindset to make a girl, like, just smile, even if she's ugly.
Yes.
And it's weird.
Yeah, just the very feeling that you're making somebody smile.
A girl, like a girl. Guy, I wouldn't give yeah, it that. Yeah, but if it's a girl, that. I don't know. I just have to.
Yes, but I yeah. feel the same. Yeah. But I just can't believe that you guys were little kids.
Yeah, we were.
Like, oh, this is my girlfriend. Because I remember one time I heard like you guys talking about Isaac that Isaac has a girlfriend and it was like.
He never.
That dude's that son. What was her name?
Forget it, he dated
that dude's daughter. That dude's daughter. Sorry.
I'm sure it was someone's daughter.
She was like
Melissa.
No.
Oh, I don't. Sorry, I don't want to. That was
putting people
name.
On blast. I don't know who Melissa is, if that helps. Not that her name was Melissa.
She was very. She didn't go there enough.
For no, you. I think I'm talking about someone specifically.
One starts of the twins. J? I don't know if she dated one of the twins. Yuvia. Mm,
no, not talking shout about them. Them. She starts with a J. Janice.
Janice, bro, that's the girl Janice. that I liked, and that's the girl he dated her first. She's my age.
Yeah, I had heard about that one.
Everyone, dad, everyone knew I liked her. Everyone freaking knew, but I always denied it in my head because I was always that shy guy. But when it came to, like, not talking about, I wouldn't mind.
But when it came to having sex.
No.
God. That's what you were going to say, bro.
No.
But when it came to having,
like, just intimacy without even mentioning relationship, it was more clean. But
bro, you guys are eight. What do you mean talking about intimacy?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't mind making any girl laugh. But when it came to, like, oh, do you like this girl? Nah, she's ugly. But in reality,
yeah,
you're
really
like,
yeah. I like the way.
But Isaac, everyone knew it. And he knew I liked her, bro. And he dated her. And
well, that's
weird because Isaac's always been into younger girls. So she was the first girl. She was the first girl Isaac dated that I liked first. The next girl was in middle school. I guess he liked her first, but he was in eighth grade and I was in sixth grade, and it was his girl. And then he moved to high school, and then I dated that chick in seventh grade. And then Isaac Damn. Dated her again. Once we went to high school, he dated her.
What's going on, bro? You guys sharing all these chicks, bro? I didn't know about this.
While Isaac was dating that chick, I was liking this other chick. And I guess that one's not really a cockblock because he didn't know I liked her at all. And it was like right in the beginning of sophomore year, like registration, we saw her there. And Isaac started like being chilling with her, and then they dated in sophomore year. And then I drifted away from that chick.
That's yeah, almost, you can write a TV show off of that.
Yeah, bro, Isaac, freaking screw you. Nah, you're a goat.
You son of a...
No, but I don't know.
That's crazy, though, that you guys... Damn.
The church, dude, I freaking miss that. I don't know. You probably don't like that. Miss that era, right?
I miss the era before they spiritually castrated me. And for a lack of a better term, before the whole fiasco would happen with me and you know who. It was like that time, you know. Dude. No.
I was thinking because I screamed like, you know, Maureen, the guy Maureen Prescott. In Scary Movie when they're making fun of Maureen Prescott.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what you said.
No, yeah, but
yeah, dude, I know what you're talking about.
Before that time period, before that happened, before they ruined my life. No, before that, dude, like I loved that time period.
Yeah, freaking
the whole time between life. Like when we got there to like right when actually from the time we got there to when the our parents got divorced. It was all involved in
that's
the same
mess.
That's
when it ended for you because you and you left the church.
Yeah, because it was all in the same mess. And me and whoever I'm talking about, sorry. Ryan me and it continued a little bit afterwards. And then I met over here this woman
Samantha.
Over here to my right. And forget it wasn't it. The rest is history.
What's her name again?
What's her name? You say it, you son of a guy.
Fermento?
Okay, now real quick, dude. Because we're, all right. Have you gone on Netflix lately?
Barely today, and I was eating chips.
Okay.
And it was Squid Games.
Have you seen it?
Dude, it's so much talks that I just had to end it. It's good. It's pretty. I'm on the
have
second
have you seen
episode.
All of it? Oh, man. Dude, good. It's great.
The only thing that pisses me off, it's not really a thing, but it's just the words. That's the only thing. But that's
no,
not
and
really
actually, it didn't bother me as much. Even Matthew, bro, was sitting here watching it with us, and it's with the English
yeah,
dub.
Yeah, back then I would have noticed. but it's sometimes I barely notice it, and it kind of
but I actually kind of like it, because I feel there, I see their emotion, and then I hear the translation in perfect English. Yeah, some people say I'd rather turn off the audio and switch it to Korean and read the subtitles.
Yeah, that's
dumb. Wait, you're reading a freaking book the whole time?
Yeah, that's dumb. I wouldn't do that. Like some people,
I actually thought the voice acting was pretty good. Contrary to everyone online says, oh, it's bad, or I actually enjoyed it. Like, there was not one point where I was like, oh, I'm so tired of this, hearing this. No, like,
yeah, like I like it.
There was a good different voices. Like the guy was like, I talk like this. Hey, what's going on, old man? Right, old man. And the other guy's like, hey, right, I'm going to kill you.
Don't spoil it. Oh. I didn't know who you're interpreting that old man, huh? Freaking old man. No. That has leprosy. Or the tumor on his brain, bro.
Oh, my God.
All right, shut up.
I'm not going to ruin it. I didn't know you were watching it. I was going to tell you to watch it. But, bro, okay, let's talk about what you've seen. What are your thoughts?
I've seen dude, it's really good. I like
it. Okay.
And the only reason I left is because to come over here.
Really? Okay. You should watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to finish
it. Because it's like, and they already said this since the beginning. It's a total of 6 games. And they have to survive to get that money, bro. Imagine.
That's crazy.
Imagine that, bro. But what did you think? Like, what were you expecting when the first, like, where she's things. Like, let me repeat the rules.
Yes.
And everyone's like, what the hell's going on? And then just like, and then I was thinking in that moment, like, what if I didn't understand him? And she says again, let me repeat the rules. Dude, it's like, they you need to know what's going on, bro. Dude. You need to. And then when I say red light, you advance forward. If I detect movement or whatever, the player will be eliminated.
It's funny because
so everyone's like, "All right, hey, I'm gonna beat you."
A lot of people
right?
say that they've never played red light, green light, but I used to play the line.
We used to play the line. No, well, I don't know about Paralima, but I would play when I was a kid. Well, but when you were a kid, I was older. Right. Yeah, that's probably why.
But yeah, that it's good. Like, there's so many like plot twists. Like, it's crazy how like they're really almost not trying to hurt you. Like,
yeah, like your own,
you can do it, or you don't want to if you don't have to.
Yeah, it's like they're not evil, because they're not evil. They don't descend. Well, they do, but they don't.
Right.
Like, there's certain rules to abide by and stuff. It gets really good, bro.
Wait, so are you in the cookie part? Or is that?
Forget it.
Sam,
are you in the part? Nah, I'm in the.
I'm pretty sure you know. Because
no.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know a cookie.
No, I haven't seen those TikToks.
No, I don't know. I have seen a lot of TikToks.
The second
episode, it's more of they're not in the game. They came come back from the
game. Yeah, they come back from the game.
And it's just showing everyone's financial problems. Like,
would you? Okay, here's the question. Well, first of all, what did you think was going to happen? Because remember in the beginning, red light, green light, everyone's like, oh, okay, well,
yeah,
whatever, let's play this game.
That's what really blew my mind, that if you guys vote that you guys don't want to do the game, you can just leave.
Yeah.
If you vote it. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. You just let him go.
Yeah, no, but what I'm talking about is the part where the game itself.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think was going to happen? Like, oh, you're out. Like,
oh, right now, I already knew.
Go home.
From seeing the TikToks, I knew they were going to die. I knew it was because a lot of
I had a feeling, but you just don't expect it, bro. Like, the way they suddenly. You're like.
No, like the first one that dies.
And then everyone, dude, starts running.
Yeah, and A-bot, right. But the first guy, he
and
moves.
For those of you that are listening and you think we're spoiling it, we're actually the last, bro. This squid thing has been out there for a while.
So if anything,
I actually barely saw it a couple days ago, so we're late. So anyone hearing, too bad, bro. You waited too long anyway.
Yeah, if anything.
But bro, the part where they were running away and they were all getting shot.
The first guy, he told the guy, I bet you I can be there first. And he goes, and he's the one who falls. He almost like falls first, and says, "Player 498, eliminated."
And dude.
And then that guy goes up to, "Hey, you can stop playing dead. You're dead. You're eliminated." Just, and then
we start. Yeah, bro, that's crazy, dude. Bro.
That's crazy, dude. So.
And the show gets crazier and crazier until your nuts fall off.
Which one?
Both of them.
God.
But yeah, dude, I really recommend you watching that show. Now we're gonna do a little segment. And I'm honestly still undecided, but I don't know if you want to do movies and shows or just movies.
I'll do both.
You want to do both? Can you come up with it right now?
A funniest comedy, by the way.
Funniest,
we're talking about.
Or I don't know. I like sticking to comedy because typically that's what you want to watch. You know, it's hard to watch a drama over and over. Like.
Or it's even hard to rate horror because I love a lot of horror movies that I can't.
Really. Oh yeah, horror movies is impossible to find a favorite. There's just so many that I like. It's literally
even comedy. It's almost hard, but
but there are some that
you can definitely pick.
All right. So, what are your top 3 favorite movies and why?
Okay, I'll give you 2 versions.
And it can be a movie or the franchise of the movie. I'm not going to be all harsh, like, oh, what episode? Or like, no, like, oh, this franchise.
Right. Okay,
like,
for movies, I'm going to give you 2 versions of movies.
Okay,
one version is going to be which one's more funny, and the other version is going to be which one's more, I can watch over and over and not get tired of it, regardless if I don't think it's funny anymore. But I can still watch.
So that's two out of three, or what do you mean?
Two versions of three movies.
Two versions of three movies.
So in reality, I'm gonna give you six movies.
What the? Okay. But,
okay. So the first top three that I think are funny that will make me laugh every time.
And this is a franchise.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like this is a collection of the yeah, same
of them,
movies.
Some of them, they're just one movie.
Okay.
The first one, and they're not
okay, in order. Okay, now I'm confused.
They're not in order. I love them all equally.
Okay.
Year One.
Okay.
For sure, man. Year One.
This is where you die!
Year One, and one of the movies that I forget about a lot, but it's definitely funny, is Step Brothers. I always forget that movie exists, but it's
freaking hilarious, bro. I just saw that movie the other day, and actually that's one of mine.
Yeah, Step Brothers. And I would have...
This is bullshit!
Just... And I would say, I don't know what the other one is. Definitely, it has to be an Adam Sandler movie. I don't know. Name some and I'll probably...
Okay, I have a favorite Adam Sandler movie.
What is it?
The Waterboy.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie enough to...
What? I've
seen it once, so I don't even remember the plot or nothing.
You've never seen Waterboy?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it, but...
No, but you haven't seen... Yeah, haven't, like, you, yeah, you haven't...
Being aware of what's being interested in the plot, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't seen it then.
It's been a while. I've only seen segments. I know he talks like a sped. I do know, like... What's the third movie?
Bro, movie. He's funny, bro, that guy.
I don't know what I would say the third movie is, but...
But you only need three, though.
I don't know what the third movie is. I wouldn't say it's Waterboy, because I...
Oh, be I thought you said you were going to say six movies.
Right, but these are just funny. These will make me laugh every time I watch. Oh, and Scary Movie. Those will make me laugh every time.
Okay.
But these are the three that I think more I like the plot, and it's not funny every time, but I freaking love the plot.
Okay.
And those, that's Just Go With It with Adam Sandler. It's not really that.
Just
it's
Go With It? It's really is the funny. One, is it the one where...
Go to Hawaii.
The girl, his best friend tells her to pretend to be the wife, and they found love. Okay,
that's it's not always sweet. The funniest, but I love the plot and everything.
No, all of his. I like all of his movies. There's only like one or two that I haven't seen, like Sandy Wexler and all those. I haven't seen any of those. But,
I don't know what the freak that movie is.
But all the movies he does, I like them all. They're pretty good.
And then the Grown Ups franchise. It's not always funny all the time, but it's really enjoyable.
Yeah,
and it is funny.
Yeah, still. It's funny.
And the third one, I don't know.
Oh no, that's Neighbors, bro. That's Neighbors. Dude, what do we do that? Me and my, when we used to work at Barragans, dude.
Which movie are you talking about?
Neighbors.
Oh.
You know, they go, what do you?
Never seen it.
Okay, so you've never seen Neighbors.
Neighbors 2,
with Zac Efron.
Only Neighbors 2.
I'm going to have an aneurysm here.
I don't mind.
Dude, okay. So in Neighbors, they're having a party in their house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they start filling, they put corners like trash can barrels, like from the park. Metal lid, those metal ones.
Yeah.
Putting them all over the house, and they start filling them with weed and lighting them all.
God.
So the whole house, bro, was hotbox. And then, like, when the cops came, they're like, because they have a frat thing.
Yeah.
And they're alert that the cops are coming is, hoo, hoo, hoo. And everyone's like, everyone's dancing, and they hear, hoo, hoo, hoo. And they're like,
what the heck?
And everyone, bro, starts screaming.
Oh, that's why. Bro, I know why you said so, Grown Ups too, because they do something like that.
Yeah, they do something like that, like yeah, yeah, or something. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
That movie is so weird, man.
Yeah, because of Jacob, right?
Yeah, Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner. Yeah. What? Dude, I can't look at him and not see Jacob, bro.
Yeah, I think of Jacob too.
Like he's Jacob in every movie he comes out of.
Yeah, he plays the same character really. He's
like,
in
come
every
on,
movie.
He just turned into a wolf already, man. Just freaking come on, like I just can't see him any other way.
Yeah,
but I love you.
I'm not good looking. Nah, just kidding.
Those is that from the lip?
The lip readings?
Lip like readings. Just bad lip readings.
Yeah, dude, those are funny.
I'm not good looking.
The one just with kidding. Edward too. I baked a cake in the oven. Why'd you eat it? I'm probably going to watch those tonight, bro. Those
dude, funny, I haven't seen those in a while. What's it called? What was I saying that I was talking about?
Neighbors. One day.
Oh, we're talking about Squid Games.
Squid Games. Oh yeah.
So no,
we already passed that. We were talking about comedy movies. What are top three?
Oh yeah.
So those are my top three.
Wait. So you chose. Damn, I was way off. Like Kramer, you're way off. Okay.
So top three: funny. Year One.
Year One.
Step Brothers. And Scary Movie. But scary more movie. On the entertainment, the Grown Ups franchise. What was the other one I said? Some other one. Anyways, there are two other
did
movies.
You even finish? I don't think you finished.
I didn't
we stopped at Grown Ups because we were talking about
you're right. So yeah, the Grown Ups franchise, the second one would probably be, I don't know, any Adam Sandler movie really. Oh, Vacation.
I freaking that love one's that funny, movie. Bro.
That one's funny, man. And God, man. Yeah, and I think he plays the same character.
He's yeah, like dude, Andy, that was Andy. What's his real name?
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms. He's literally playing Andy in every movie. But it's funny, bro. Like, yeah, I think he's funnier in all those roles more than he was in The Office.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would prefer Vacation Ed Helms than The Office Ed Helms. One of
his strengths is his facial expressions, man.
Yeah, like when he's with Robert California, or no, what's Will Ferrell, the guy?
Oh, yeah, Will Ferrell, yeah.
Where he's like, here, put soap in your eyes, or I don't know what he tells. He's like, and he does, like, this smile, like, of pain, but he's trying to, like...
So I guess this is my life now.
It's yeah. It's the same face that he makes when the dog is like sniffing his crush, and he's like,
you know, yeah, what yeah. When
he's all nervous.
The CEO comes with her dog.
Yeah. Okay, so
on that third one would be probably 22 Jump Street. They're 21, 22 Jump Street. I love those movies.
Okay.
What are yours?
Well, mine would be both. To me, they're the three funniest, and they're the ones I can watch over.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, so the first one would be Step Brothers. and just to talk about that movie real quick.
In order?
No, I would say they're all kind of mixed in there, but one of my favorite scenes, bro, like, is towards the beginning where the Dale is talking to his dad. He's like, Dad. I know you're
talking. Okay, go ahead.
He's like, we are men, and that means a few things.
Yeah.
We take a shit with the door open. We talk about pussy. We ended up, it's like, we have literally never done any of those. Oh, yeah,
dude, that is going, that movie, man.
And then, like, it goes back to freaking Will Ferrell, and he's talking crap in the car. He's like, you know, he's talking about, I smoke weed with Johnny Hopkins, whatever, right?
Or
and
he's
then,
like, I'm not going to call him dad.
Ever.
I'm not. Even if there's a fire.
God, bro. Bro, the script was brilliant, bro. Yeah. Whoever wrote it, I don't know who it was. Maybe it was them, God. But it was funny, bro. Even if there's a fire, well, then it goes back to Dale, and he's like, Dad,
let's see.
Suppose I'm coming out of the shower. I'm looking good. I got a luscious V of hair coming down from my ball pubes down to my ball fro. Down from my chest pubes down to my ball fro. And she takes one look at me. She says, damn. I had the old bull, but now I want the young calf. And she grabs me by the weenie. And I'm like, shut the fuck.
Dude, one of my favorite parts was like, can we build bunk beds? And then he tells him this whole explanation. I'd prefer if you get jobs rather than building bunk beds. And
yeah,
like,
it's you should invest your time in something more productive.
And they're like, so.
He's like, look, you guys are your own adults, and you should be able to know whatever you want. You shouldn't have to be asking us what you can or can't do. You're old enough. And you, like I said, you should be whatever. Anyway.
So can we?
And then mom's like, yes, you can.
Yes, I know. Mom's like, go. And then they're like, do you like guacamole? And then like, bunk bed breaks.
Do you like guacamole?
Run!
Okay, so Step Brothers is my one. My second, Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
To me, it's just.
It's so awkward. It's awkward humor.
Almost. When the fantasy has ended. And all the children are gone. Something lit inside me helped me to carry on.
I ate some bugs. I ate some grass. I used my hand to wipe my tears. With something, I break my vow. No way, Jose. Unless you want to.
Bro, that movie, I can watch it a lot. Yeah, the third one is really hard for me.
I hate orphans.
I hate them. I hate all the children in the world.
And you know what, Johnny?
Where he swallows the eggs, right? And he loses, right? Those eggs were alive, Steven. They give me no ego powers. They give me no nutrients. Okay, so I want to say that one. And I'm going to have to say... Oh, it's hard, bro. It's a tiebreaker between these two movies. Because it's the same freaking guy in both of them. But I want to say...
Sausage Party. I mentioned.
Hold on, let me think about it really good before I say. Bad Boys.
Bad Boys? Oh, I didn't
think the franchise. That. It was between that and National Security.
Yeah,
that,
those are
between
good
those two movies.
Yeah.
the National Security
movie. Yeah, that's the one I watched recently.
He gets stung by a bee, right? And he's in the courtroom or the office of the chief or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You better calm down." He's like, "What are you going to do? Beat the hell out of me? Probably blame it on a damn spider." What's funny is he knows what really happened.
Yeah, you know? He knows. He's really
That's what made it funny, bro. Yeah. But, dude, Martin Lawrence is, I think, they said that he's an asshole in real life. I could care less. He makes me laugh, bro.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, you know, you get bothered by people so much. Of course, you'll eventually become all. But as long as when you do movies,
in Bad Boys 2, when they're in the plane, we fly together, we die together. And then the guy's like, what?
No.
Oh, I can see how y'all got concerned, bro. That's funny. We fly together, we die together.
What?
Dude, that guy.
Dude, Bad Boys 2 was really up there in the how funny it was.
Yeah, it was good. It was unexpected.
The part that I always crap myself, dude, and I'm sorry for the Home Alone franchise, but one of my rules was for me to watch these movies, I need to be able to see them again and be okay with it, like over and over.
In Home Alone.
And Home Alone, it's like, oh, the whole time, it's like, you're laughing at the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes, really. Yeah. And I don't know. I can't go through that over and over.
Yeah.
Even though every year it's a must.
Yeah, it is a must. Because
every Christmas holiday, you need to watch Home Alone. If you don't, you're a psychopath.
And also for you, you also do The Grinch, too. But I can't Grinch, watch The Grinch.
But not the new Grinch.
Yeah, screw that Grinch.
That one was 80. That was a Kansy.
You're the mean one.
Mr. Grinch.
Down. Yeah, that's
so Yuri.
Yeah, it's so 80s. No hate to tell
you. Yeah, my name is, you know, like, Grinch. Bro, come on, bro. My name is Grinch. I like to go to the outlet. Like, bro, come on, bro. You can't just give me the old
one. Mr. Grinch.
He goes,
really aren't
you?
That's so go.
Oh, that hurts.
You're as cuddly as
You're as cuddly. Then I like, because it's Jim Carrey singing, bro, without a doubt.
Oh, really?
Yes, that part, yes.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
You're a bad banana with a hinge. Because you've never heard...
Oh, yeah, he sings it.
Yeah, you've never heard him in any of his movies. He sings out loud to be stupid, but you can kind of say, hey, this guy kind of can sing
like
a little bit.
Like even in Ace Ventura, like a glove or something. Like a glove. Dude, he's a gold
where he goes, bro. Where he goes, oh, 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 oh. I don't know
Ace Ventura 2, right?
All righty then. Then it shows the clouds. Oh, oh, oh. Then he's like, I don't know how those went.
I almost sounded like Caleb for a second.
Oh. Oh. We're way off. Dude, have you tried Infinite?
No, I've seen gameplay though.
Dude, I know we're like kind of.
I can't.
Like,
I don't think I can because I'm on PC. I don't think there's a.
Dude, Halo Infinite, bro. It looks really good. I mean, it plays. Now you have like little power ups, grappling hooks, and you can.
No, that like, yeah, dude, I've seen gameplay because my friend plays
bro.
It.
There are, it we really were playing fun. Some maps where it kind of was unbalanced, but the pistol, bro, has a hair trigger on that thing almost.
What was that?
Like, you know, usual pistols go ka ka. Like, you can only shoot them so fast.
And that's the Halo.
With this one, I hate that. And they're accurate, bro.
It's like trigger finger and base.
Yes, pretty much. And then there's this other gun. I don't know what it's called, but it's like da 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 da. Bro, it's good. The game's good. There's little tweaks they have to do, but it's good.
It looks good. I've seen the gameplay. It looks really fun.
But yeah. Right now when you mentioned the, real quick, the corn maze, I think we're going to go this weekend if you're down.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm down.
That's what Sam had originally planned.
Still get
dude, I was looking through like I don't know what I was doing. I was scrolling through Facebook or something. And I saw that they're announcing that 90s show.
Oh, like it's to come out?
Like a sequel to that 70s show.
And I've never seen that show.
You've never seen that?
I don't know. Don't be hating. I've never seen
bro,
the show.
How can... Okay, real quick. Before we... Because we're about to wrap it up here. Real quick. Your top three funniest shows that you can't live without.
Well, I don't really watch that many shows, so it's really easy to pick. I'm probably not going to even finish the three. So it's...
Okay, let's make it two.
All I watch is The Office.
Let's make it two.
The Office, and I don't even watch any other.
You don't watch nothing else?
What's another?
Bro, you need to open up your mind because you will piss yourself, dude. Just right now, we were watching Seinfeld, bro. It gets better than that.
Yeah.
Cartwright! Oh. Like, it's.
Cartwright! Yeah, it gets better, bro. It does seem pretty funny. And I would say Parks and Recreation, but it's really hard to watch that one for me.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. I tried really one episode or two, and really it's because I hate that chick.
Leslie Nope. Yeah, I hate her too.
I hate her. Like, I can't stand looking at her, and I can't freaking watch it.
I don't like Derek, which is a dude from Step Brothers, which plays her husband.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But I think the only good part is
Derek
is freaking the guy. What's his name? He plays Star-Lord in the Avengers.
Oh, you're talking about Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he's the only good part of the show.
Him and his girlfriend in that show carry that show
too. Yeah, I heard he's the best part. He's like the Dwight of that show.
But there's a lot of hateable characters for me in that show. That's why I don't...
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. Like I said, I tried watching one or two. But okay, you said The Office and Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't watch anything else.
Well, me, I'll give you two. Seinfeld.
And... I know that Brooklyn Nine-Nine sound.
That one's funny too, but it's not up there yet.
Really?
So Seinfeld is my number one favorite show. Second favorite show.
Damn. I'm thinking of Netflix. I should probably name it.
King of Queens. Second favorite show.
Oh, with.
Those are my two favorite shows, and every time I watch, even though I've seen them a billion times, I will crap myself laughing, bro. Every time.
Yeah, that's why
I can literally watch those on repeat, bro. And now that the reason I stopped watching Seinfeld is because it was on Hulu and I had basic on had ads and I hated it, bro. And now it's on Netflix. Oh my god, bro! You should watch it, bro. Telling you, from season one all the way to the end, bro. Watch all of them, bro.
How many seasons are
there? It's like 9 or something.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's funny and it's extensive. There's so because the kind of humor he does, Seinfeld, is very practical stuff. Like, one episode, they're waiting for a table at a restaurant. They're like, 5 minutes. And then, like, other people come in and go in before them. And like, hey, what's going on? 1 moment. The whole episode is that.
Cartwright.
That's that one, dude. And then there's, like, an episode where it's about, like, he bought girl like, glasses that look like a girl. And Kramer's like, excuse me, miss. Can I? Bro, you need to watch it.
And then that also, the guy where he...
Watch Squid Games, though.
Yeah, I am.
But next time I want to poke your brain what you thought about it. It's crazy, bro. You
finished it all?
I already finished it.
How many episodes are there?
9, I believe.
They're like an hour long. That's pretty good.
Yeah, some are like 20, 30 minutes, but no, they get longer, like the last one or two are long. But all the ones in between, they're like 30, 40 minutes, hovering in that range. But there's 9, and yeah, I already watched all of it. I finished it yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch 2. It depends. I'll probably watch. Oh, damn, bro. It's barely 8. That's pretty crazy. I thought it was 3. I sleep really late, so
I sleep whenever my eyes let me.
No, sometimes I'll be tired and I'll still won't go to sleep. I don't know. I think that's a bad thing.
You should probably do cocaine.
God, yeah, maybe kidding. I will. That probably will help me.
No, I'm kidding. Don't ever do that.
But I'll be asleep permanently.
God, I'll be asleep permanently.
Oh, that'll be your last headache. You'll wake up dead. Yo, how do you wake up dead?
that's like scary that, movie 3.
And like the one,
how do you wake up dead? And then he says, what?
I don't remember that. That one's confusing. But
because when you sleep, you was already dead. So you can't wake up. I don't know what he said.
Dude.
And then he's like, what does he say?
Oh, that's some real stuff right there, man. You said some real stuff right there. That's when Kevin Hart was funny, man, bro. And then also
that's when he was a little more humble. He was more like, because he also came out with. He
wasn't trying so hard to be funny.
Yeah, he wasn't trying so hard. He came out with Drake Bell in Superhero Movie. My god,
I need to watch that one again, bro.
He was the main character. Drake Bell was the main.
Drake Bell. I thought you meant
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart was his best friend.
What?
Dude,
that movie's funny, bro. Dude, I need to watch it again.
It's funny because he's like going through all these problems, right? Because he's like transitioning with his powers, whatever. They're making fun of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he goes in his room, and then his uncle comes up and he's like bringing a book to read to him, like advice. He's like, listen, son, there comes. let me see. No, I don't want to say it. I want to say how I interpret it. He's like, listen, son. There'll be times in your there'll be those moments that you get to in life that you'll feel depressed and you'll feel tired, anxiety. You'll feel like you don't want to eat. You know, you start to feel really emotional. And once a month, you'll bleed from your vagina. He's like, he says that. He's like, and once a month, you'll bleed from your vagina. And they both look at each other. And he looks down. He's like, he closes the book. This may be the wrong book.
And who plays his dad? I don't know.
Oh,
who plays
his dad, the guy that the guy from you're not gonna
because I know there's
he's an old guy.
Is he from Scary Movie?
No, he's his own. Let me show you.
Because I know there's a guy in Scary Movie that's in there, which the guy that plays the president. Yeah, he plays the president in Scary Movie 3.
Okay, yeah. He's like, once a month, you'll bleed from your shit. Bro, I was dying.
The part where, I don't know, I think the grandma's praying and she's max farting, bro. Oh, yeah, bro. God. I need to watch it again, bro, but it's on nothing, bro. I thought it would be on Hubo Max, but it's not on HBO Max.
Then he's having a stroke. What you need to do, bro, is you type in superhero movie.
And you see what it's available on.
And then there's a little tab that says watch movie. But you can for some see reason, it's
available on. I don't think any movie is streaming it. It'll probably be on YouTube.
Doesn't YouTube I know you can it? Rent any movie. I know that for sure. But like on what? Like, okay, here, watch now. So it's on iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, and YouTube. But YouTube, that's where you can rent anything, pretty much.
What did you say? Amazon, Vudu, what?
iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, and YouTube.
Holiday Hobby Waddy?
Holiday Hobby Waddy. Dude, he's the best Grinch, no doubt. But anyway,
I mean, it's really not much of a comparison, but he is the best Grinch.
I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No.
I wanted to talk about Venom, but we really
got... Oh, yeah, damn, I forgot. I think it's already...
Okay, let me say this before we'll take like little 5 minutes here, real quick. Yeah,
right. No, that's what we said 30 minutes ago. Yeah.
So I don't like how the movie was so short. I don't like how Carnage he appeared and I knew him, and then now it's like they're fighting and now he's dead. Like,
I think what he did the die. What?
Like,
I will agree.
Like, have you seen Step? Like on Step Brothers, where they're like, "You're grounding you from TV." He's like, "What the fake happened?" That's how I felt about this movie. I was like, dude, I was so disappointed, bro. I was hearing it was going to be so cool. And even the ending credit scene wasn't so revolutionary good.
That was a good scene, bro. What do you mean?
It was okay.
That means he's going to be in Spider-Man.
Right. That's the only reason it was cool. But it wasn't like something happened or something cool happened. We just know they're connected. The universe are connected. That's what's cool about it. But I wasn't impressed like with the movie itself.
Yes.
Like some post-game men greens are like, oh, damn. Look, what the hell? And this one was like, oh, okay. Like, all right.
I guess. But cool. I will agree that Carnage did die a little too fast.
Yeah, he. I would have liked him to survive and possibly still be alive in the future. But
like a Pennywise.
Just like what Sam Raimi did in Spider-Man 3. He killed off Venom too quickly. Like all that. It's like.
But there, Venom, you knew the character before it became Venom. So there was more cave with me.
Yeah, and exactly. And this Carnage, we just met him. And I don't think the actor did anything wrong. I actually like him a lot. Yeah, he's a good actor. What's his name?
Woody Harrelson.
Harrelson. I think he's great. He came out in Now You See Me. I love those movies.
Those movies are sick. I need to watch those again.
Yeah, they're great. I think he's a great actor. I think he played the role well. Like, I don't think there was a problem with that. There was a problem with the writing or the script or with what they did. You know, like, they fought on a clock tower similar to Spider-Man 3, you know. It was like, there's nothing like here for me to say, wow, this movie was so much better than the first one. No. Like, it's not Spider-Man 1, bro, with Tobey Maguire was great. But when Spider-Man 2 came out, bro, people were blown away, dude.
Really?
It was like a 2.5-3-hour movie or something like that.
Really?
And people were blown away, bro, because you saw Peter lose his powers. So now Peter Parker had to be himself. Yeah,
there's so much more to it.
And you saw this.
And the way he gets him back,
Tobey Maguire did a fabulous job, by the way.
And the way he gets him back, he's with MJ. He's like...
Yeah, dude. When he like ducks with the taxi.
Yeah, dude. He gets his glasses, crushes him.
That's great. And then a Doc Ock.
Hello, Peter.
Well, that's from the new one. At that time, he didn't know Peter. Anyway, like it was cool. Like this Venom movie was 6.5 out of 10, and I'm being nice.
The original
Venom, 7 out of 10.
It's an unforgettable movie for sure for me. Like I forgot.
No, I really forgot most of it.
I forgot the first one a little bit too. So
yeah, me too.
Because it's a villain movie. That's why.
Yeah, and also like I said, like I said last time. I don't know if I said it. I'm pretty sure I did.
Say it again, Aubrey.
I don't like the animation of Revenge.
Oh yeah,
he gets horrible, dude. It makes me not want to even care about it.
Yeah.
But now that he's kind of connected with Spider-Man universe, it's like okay, I guess I'll care. Pretty much what I think about it. I think it could have done much better. Like I said, Tom Hardy and Woody Harrelson, great actors, great job portraying their role. Nothing they did wrong, I see, but it was just the writing and the direction of what was going on. I just didn't. And Eddie is still not with this chick, bro? Like,
come on. I know, bro. Why isn't he just with that chick, bro? I hate when movies do
that. Yeah, dude. It's like, come on, bro. Like, why does she even exist?
Why is she even with that sissy, bro?
I know.
Is there going to be monsters? Is there going to be aliens?
I know. He's like, I'm scared of aliens.
Go ride a bike.
I didn't bring my nightlight. But yeah, that's what I thought about it. Not super excited for it. Did you guys? Oh, well, you're the one who sent it to me, right?
What?
Sent it to you? The Ghostface.
I sent something to you of Ghostface?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do that. That looks sick.
Dude, just made me more Scream excited. Comes just out on January 14th, 2022. Go check it out because we are. And we're going to spoil it as soon as we can.
I don't, think I don't think that's a bad release date. Like, I don't think that's.
Oh, no. I think it's we perfect. Have, we it's haven't a even couple seen of months trailer. Away. It's and a couple of months
and
away.
And we still haven't even seen a trailer.
Yeah, it's not like Spider-Man 4 coming out in 4 years. Come on, bro. I don't give a
damn. Never mind. COVID.
Bro, this year's going to be insane, bro. Matrix. Freaking the Batman movie.
Spider-Man.
Halloween. Scream,
bro. There's
John Wick. It's John like, Wood, bro, yeah. There's so many movies and coming
even
out.
Though I feel and
there's
like still I more that really I can't think of. I'm excited for the Spider-Man. For some reason, I'm really excited to see Batman. I'm really excited for
it. Yeah, I'm kind of really very interested how to see that version.
Yeah,
but man. Again, don't watch Joker. Okay. That movie sucks.
Yeah. And I know I won't
No, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. But they should just call it Man in a Pink Suit.
Which one?
Joker. I still don't like that movie. I was thinking about it and it was pissing me off.
Yeah, once you said all that crap about that podcast, you're like, yeah, now I'm never going
to
watch it.
Yeah, bro, I don't recommend. It's a good movie, bro. Like, if you're bored and there's nothing else to watch, sure, put it on. It'll be good. You'll be entertained. You'll be like, kind of like, oh, it's a good take on it. But at the end of the day, it's like, bro, with Christian Bale, Bruce Wayne, or
any other Batman,
or freaking.
Doesn't click.
Any of the Batmans we've seen punch you one time in the face. Your neck will break, bro. You're not like someone who can take pain or anything. It's just not a like normal
he
dude.
He won't feel mercy. You would just be annoying to Batman. Like,
yeah. Yeah, he'd probably just
like be Joker, annoying. He feels like mercy, I guess, for Joker. And like he sees his...
Yeah.
But Joker's like, oh, this guy's freaking annoying. Just kill him. And stuff
like but yeah, bro. So let's wrap it up. Where can they find you, my friend?
They can find me. We go to the search. The on Instagram, Isaiah,
yeah, we put it every time.
Isaiah _ Barragan.
And you can PA. Find me at.
All right.
Isaiah
_BARRAGAN _. Your turn.
Menace the Danny. That's on Instagram. And that's it. We'll catch you guys next time.
Deuces.
Later.